producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hello, sunshine.
Good day to you and yours, Lo. All the ladies that are visiting their friends and all the men who are visiting their friends. Is it more often than not at this time of year that their women are visiting their friends in different parts of the country? Or do you think men travel around? I'm talking about people who are on their own. Women who are single, men who are single. Who travels the most? You want to put a little money on that? What do you think, Kara? More women than men or more men than women?
I have no idea.
Let's no
just say
idea.
Women for the sake of the argument.
You'll say what?
I'll just say women.
Okay. Kenny, what about you?
Oh, I'll say men then.
No. Just to be a contrarian. Actually, more women do it. There are interesting stats about single women and New Year's and what single women do. Men sort of congregate in a way that is silly. I think the whole thing, frankly, New Year's is silly for me. And I don't mean to be a party pooper, but there's just something about it that's silly. Women tend to be more serious about it when they get together. And especially if they don't have families and things to worry about, and they just can share their own stories, their own fun. It's done differently. Women share those sorts of things differently than men. For whatever the reason, men feel like they need to get into a state. And I wonder about couples and coupling on New Year's. Is there a feeling that you are better off if you're coupled on New Year's? Do you think, like Kara, you're going to be with your sisters and family and stuff, and Kenny, you're going to be with your wife. Who has the better time? People who are coupled and look for this year to be better and anticipation of something exciting? Or is it the single people who think, wow, maybe I can find somebody new this year? How's that, Kara? How's that set with you?
Well, I'll also be with the person that I'm dating.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
But I am not normally, you know, I am not normally dating someone on New Year's, and I've always had a fine time.
Really?
Just hanging out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's awkward if everyone else kisses on New Year's and you're standing there by
yourself. Well, that's it, you see. Right. What do you do at midnight? Who do you kiss at midnight? A bunch of women that are all together, who are they going to kiss? Or a bunch of guys that are all together, who are they going to kiss? That may
but
be
I mean,
the
key. I guess to me that's never been the biggest point of the day. You know, it doesn't have to be a romantic thing.
No.
You can just hang out with your friends and have a good time and celebrate what's coming.
Yeah, those of us who are dreamers and who love to think of themselves as a couple to put together, because there's a unification to it, there's sort of a unity, there's sort of a there's a naturalness to that. And Kenny, you probably feel that because you're happy in the state that you're in and you share it. I think that's what it is, it's sharing. There's a certain thing that the human condition likes about sharing. At least that's the way I look at it anyway. And so whatever it is that you're doing or planning for tonight, hopefully it'll be shared with somebody that you care about. I think that's the bottom line here. The year behind us, I was thinking about all of the things that have happened this past year that were good. For example, Adele. Think about what a wonderful year that woman has had, right? Think about the possibilities. Can you be as good at what you do as she is at what she does? Think about the music and the entertainment value. And then there are I'm looking at superlatives. NASA, you know what a big fan I am of the space program and what they did, sending out probes here, there, and everywhere, and out to Pluto. Right? I mean, think about how cool that was. And that we can say it was our country who did it. And what can we do this next year? I have told you the stories being at the Space Center a couple of weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, and looking forward, seeing what has been done, but looking forward to now the expansion once again of the space program. And what are we going to get out of that in 2016? I think a lot of good jobs along the Space Coast would be one of those things. Then there are people like that youngster, Ahmed, whatever his name is, who made that clock, and how many people paid attention to that and still wonder today what really was that. I'm still wondering, what the heck was that all about? Was that kid just trying to, was he smarter than the rest of us? Just trying to make noise so he could go someplace where he really wanted to live with his family and get a scholarship to school? Was that what that was all about?
No.
What was it about?
He made a clock because he thought it was cool, and he took it in to show at his new school to the shop teacher or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm.
And because of his ethnicity,
he's a Muslim.
Narrow-minded people made trouble.
Yep. Muslim kid, blow up the school. Go together. Oh, man. Look out for that. And then there was Apple and how many of those watches they sold this past year. I bought one for Meredith. They were really quite an interesting thing till you found out how quickly they run out of juice. What do you do to charge one? You keep them on, you can't keep them on your hand, on your wrist for 24 hours because they run out of juice. Depending on how much you use them. And that's what they're there to be used, right? So you got to take them off and charge them up again. I think they're a pain, frankly, from what I can see. But anyway, I'm not wearing it. But I know that it's been, you can see charging it all the time. What an inconvenient that is. So we have the 2016 election, which seems like to many of us already has taken place. Or maybe that's just wishful thinking. We got another whole year of this stuff, folks. Another whole year of Donald Trump, who had a huge impact on all of our conversations. Went from "you're fired" to "hire me for prez." A lot of friends and some people that don't quite think he's the cat's meow as well. You find that. But is he not the number one? He's in terms of, I don't know even if relevance is the right word, but isn't he the person that's attracted the most attention? Don't you think?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Looking back at the year, and do you think he'll be the one who attacks, attract the most attention this next year? I'm betting he's not going away. It'll be very interesting to see how that all shakes out, frankly. Paul Ryan, the promotion that he didn't want, didn't expect, but he got it. How many of you were fascinated reading Hillary's inbox? Right? Amy Schumer, a train wreck. Charlie Sheen, another train wreck. Jimmy Carter and his beating that brain cancer. That's quite a story.
Yeah.
And is it because he has such a positive outlook on things? Guy's 90 years old. Says, I can beat this. And he did. He still has some cancer in his system, but not in his brain. Huh. Think about that for a second. Or two or three or four. The Force was certainly with him. Oh, and then there's Star Wars from last year. Already over $1 billion in revenue. I like that, boys and girls. How many of you have seen the movie more than once? Raise your hand. Kara, you seen the movie more than once?
I actually haven't seen it at all yet.
Are you kidding?
I'm going to try and go this weekend, but I've just been really booked.
Wow.
I know. So don't spoil it for me.
It's un-American not to have seen that movie. Kenny, how many times have you seen it?
Just once so far.
Oh, really? But you're thinking about, maybe I'll go again.
Yeah, I would go see it again, sure.
Yeah. How many people
maybe
think climate change is going to be the big issue of 2016? Raise your hands. Was a big issue for 2015. Getting hotter and hotter and hotter. China deciding to step up to the plate, putting a price on their carbon emissions. So it's now more expensive for Chinese companies to pollute as well as the polluters who are in our country or in Europe or wherever they may be. I'm just going back and thinking, what is going to happen ahead? Cuba and the U.S. I think that's a good, optimistic reality for this next year, don't you think?
Yeah.
U.S. Embassy, Cuban embassy reopening. 50 years it's been. We've wasted 50 years with this foolish trade embargo on Cuba. Restrictions on travel, banking, opening up that island is going to explode with business. It is. What's going to happen to Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner, who went from Bruce to Caitlyn this year? What do you think? Will she go away?
Oh, hashtag who cares?
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I think that peaked.
Here's another one. I thought that had peaked as well until he got arrested yesterday. He's been charged with drugging and assaulting a woman less than half his age in 2000. What does it make how old they are? The criminality isn't associated to the age. It's just to the act. So he's free on $1 million bail. How about that, boys and girls? Free on
and had to surrender his passport.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't.
You see the pictures, the mugshots of him?
Like the affluenza kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks beaten.
Oh, man, does he look beaten. Speaking of the affluenza teenager and his mother, this little worm is still out of the country. The lawyers haven't been able to figure out how to, well, his father's lawyers, have been able to keep him in Mexico, but not the mother. She got deported yesterday, faces 2 to 5 in Leavenworth. Or wherever they send mothers who are stupid. Where do they send the mothers who are stupid? I guess maybe not Leavenworth, but the California State Penal System. Or wherever. Texas, not California. Anyway, right? Wasn't he a Texas kid? Where does this kid live?
I thought so, but she went back to L.A. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on.
We'll take care of her here. She'll be in the Rose Bowl parade tomorrow. on the front row. Oh, my God. Celebrity. Isn't it great? It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Happy Honda Days is here. When I think about getting a great deal on a Honda, I'm all...
Hey, is it morning yet? Everybody up? Up to the dealer! Let's go! Go, 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 go!
Then I heard every 2016 model comes with a standard rear-view camera. And was all like...
No way! That's crazy cakes!
Joyous deals for every side of you. Hurry into the Happy Honda Day sales event now. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Accord. At your Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not three times. Three days in the living room. You can hear him, I'm gonna feel lonely.
Three.
What can we do for New Year's? Not ho, ho, ho.
Hip, hip, hooray!
You gotta get noisy. As a matter of fact, let's get noisy with these three songs in the My Three Songs contest. Different artists, different themes, but they all are sort of tied together into one big bushel basket of intelligent thinking. Let's see how that plays out here. All right, so the first song in our triumvirate is George Harrison doing Ding Dong Ding Dong. Here's the object lesson here. You listen to these three songs and then figure out what they have in common. You'll call us at 888-302-3684. The winner today will get the photo booth photo strips from HP. It'll take pictures with your phone, and you can print out with this paper the photos. It's very cool stuff. And then you'll become eligible also. We're going to next week give away two of these HP 5540 Wi-Fi printers, 3 months of instant ink. Come along with it. You'll be qualified for that drawing with the winning ways that you have put forth today, figuring this all out, these three songs together. Okay, so Harrison, a solo single from 1974. It didn't do particularly well. It was bigger in other countries, Belgium, Germany, South Africa. Ringo's on the drums. Ron Wood from the Stones is on guitar. So George Harrison, Ding Dong, Ding Dong. Next song, Barry Manifold. Just another New Year's Eve.
Another night like all the rest.
Saw him in concert
just
this past
another
year.
New Year.
What an inspiration. Great.
Let's
guy 74 years old. Still got it, Kenny. This song first showed up on his live collection in 1977. And in 1990, he recorded this studio version to close out his first Christmas album, which spent 5 weeks at number one on the Billboard holiday chart. I always get a kick on all the Jewish people who do the Christmas.
Yeah.
I get a kick out of that. All right, so just another New Year's Eve, Barry Manifold, number two in this threesome. Here's Harry Connick Jr. with the third song.
What are you doing, New Year?
Duh. Gee, I wonder what it could be that puts us into this place. All right, so I got Harry Connick, Barry Manifold, George Harrison, and what is it that puts these songs together? This song, by the way, first hit the charts in 1949, song by the Orioles. Then this came from Connick's first Christmas album in 1993. But how many people? I mean, there's 900 jillion million versions of the song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Carpenters, Ella Fitzgerald, Idina Menzel. I was trying to make sure I pronounced that right from yesterday.
Yep.
It's Idina, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, so let's have some conversation here with people listening to the program. Here's Michael in Sebastian, Florida. Michael, hi.
Yeah, good morning to you. My guess was just ringing in the new year.
I think your guess is appropriate because that's exactly, they're all New Year's Eve songs. Yes, yes, yes. So what's Michael doing for New Year's Eve?
Right now I'm on my way to work. I haven't actually worked in New Year's Day, but hopefully I'll have some time with my wife this evening.
So what do you do for work?
I'm actually in security.
You are. And what are you securing?
I'm not going to give the name, but I do security at a bank.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful New Year's. Hold on just a second. Kara's going to get some information from you. If your pet is unruly, it might not be his or her fault. Today's Pet Show tip for the day, Warren Eckstein has some information on making things more relaxed for your pet.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often pets' bad habits are related to their environment. Their nervous so-called hyperactive behavior may in fact be a reaction to the precious intentions of the family members around them. Animals do empathize with humans, and the preoccupied, angry, or hysterical behavior of a beloved owner may actually rub off on the dog or cat. I don't have any panaceas for human emotional ailments, but I can suggest that both pet and owner would benefit from a good exercise program. Chasing a frisbee eliminates need to chase a tail, or chew on a paw. The most anxious or high-strung pets can be calmed by a dip in the ocean or a run around the park. And what appears to be a serious emotional problem may simply be a desire to release a lot of pent-up energy. You know, lack of physical fitness in an animal creates a host of difficulties, and these can worsen if not attended properly. So it's real important. Very often when your dog or cat is not behaving properly, it's just a matter of they're not getting enough exercise and enough mental stimulation. Increase it, and the problems may just disappear. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor, it's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor, and is 50% lighter than our regular litter, and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight. Another saving secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry. But everyone loves saving money.
Yeah.
Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs and gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod.
Ooh.
And what's even better? Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. People say,
why is he shouting?
Am I shouting? I'm excited for the new year prospects that I have in mind. What prospects do you have in your mind as you bring in the new year? You have problems in your life that you want to solve? Have you thought about your problem as an opportunity? It's always a good side to every situation. The bad side this past year, good side is how you're going to fix or take care of the situation in 2016. Stay very optimistic. I sound like Uri Geller, but it's true. See opportunity in your problems. It's an opportunity to fix it. Always is. Problems are always opportunities. If you're pessimistic, you'll see calamity at every corner. If you're an optimist, you see the donut, not the not the hole. So develop an idea that you can be, do something you're good at. Think about that. Do something that you're good at. And if you start with that kind of a foundation, then you can build from there. At least that's the way I look at it, frankly. Anthony Hopkins, responsible for our thought of the day today. He's 78 years old, by the way, today. So he still looks good. Still does as many movies, I guess, as he wants to. He doesn't have to work anymore, Kenny, I'm guessing. But probably.
Yeah.
Well, what does it mean you don't have to work anymore? Does that mean you have enough money so you're secure? Or does it mean you don't really want to because you don't feel like you can contribute anymore? Or is it that that you just have run out of steam? If you want to work and you can contribute, you ought to keep working. Anthony Hopkins' philosophy is, quote, "It's none of my business what people say of me and think of me. I am what I am and I do what I do. I expect nothing and accept everything, and it makes life so much easier. I expect nothing and accept everything." I'm circling that because I know, as somebody who has expectations and desires, that I have wrapped myself around anticipation, thinking there was going to be something out of this, that, or the other thing. So if I don't expect anything and accept everything, am I going to be better off? How about you? Are you going to be better off if you have no expectations? I don't know that I agree with that, Kenny. I think expectations are fun, frankly. But to each his own. Ken Kessler with Doug Stephan Karashilin is at the controls of our studio in Washington. How are you planning on spending New Year's Eve was our poll question at DougStephan.com. And 32% of you yesterday said you didn't have any plans yet. 26% of you said you were going to a party. 16% of you said you were going on a romantic date. Just the two of you. Very sweet. 15% said you were staying home with Ryan Seacrest. I think if I was trying to find somebody to spend some time with, I don't know it would be him. He's a good kid, but going to our town's version of Times Square, 11% of you said that. And so our poll today following up on that, will you stay up till midnight? A, yes, I'll be at a party all night. B, yes, I'll be on a date. C, I'll be watching Ryan Seacrest trying to stay awake. D, I doubt it. E, no, I have to work tomorrow. Bingo! Nope, thanks, but no thanks. I think this is over, pretty much overdone. I mean, let's go. Let's get at it. I noticed that the trending stories at DougStephan.com have a focus on Uber. Are they trying to charge more for New Year's Eve? I noticed that the numbers with Uber have gone, I can't believe these numbers, actually, look at them. They carried over 1 billion people this past year.
Yeah, how about that?
Isn't that, man. I have them on my, as I said, I only got a couple of apps, and Uber's one of them. I'll use them on Monday when I go to the airport to go back to the East Coast. So, the story, though, the price surge, what are they doing? What are they? I mean, the limo services are all going to be out in full force tonight.
With Uber, when there's high demand, they call it surge pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's wrong with that? That's what the airlines do. So the buses do. It's what the trains do. What's wrong with Uber doing it? Are people taking shots at them because that's what they're doing?
No, the story we have is how you can avoid paying too much for a ride tonight if you need it.
Uh-huh. Don't take the ride. Somehow to avoid it. Oh, we have a secret tip. That's what it is. You want to know how to save money tonight? Then go to DougStephan.com and figure it out. The situation with the flooding, I suppose this is worth a moment or two of our time because it is such a problem. There are a lot of people, even though the weather is better today around the country, the water is everywhere. The storms are gone. The tornadoes are gone. But if you live in the middle part of our country, you're going to have a soggy, wet New Year's Eve and soggy New Year's Day. If you're in Texas, you go up the Mississippi to Illinois. The rivers are swollen all the way up, and matter of fact, the levees are failing in a lot of places. Mississippi is going to crest somewhere north of its the 93 level, where there was terrific spring floods. Remember those? The spring floods of night, all the farmland, they got wiped out because of it. And matter of fact, I remember having a conversation with somebody on the air in New Orleans the week that this took place, and them telling us how much loam, dirt, was flowing down the Mississippi out into the Gulf of Mexico. They had, if I remember correctly, they had stationed 4 or 5 excavators, waterborne, they're on barges, and they're trying to get the loam, the dirt, in the buckets and onto the barges as quickly as they could, but they couldn't keep up with it because so much of the bottom land had washed away. Well, that's going to happen again today and this weekend. Look at the interstates that are going through St. Louis, for example, or down all the 40 and 70, 10 that goes across in the south, all of the even-numbered roadways that are coast-to-coast interstates all cross the Mississippi in some place. And the lower-numbered ones from 40 on down, those areas are just a mess. But the water ought to recede quickly. Cleanup should begin next Monday after the holiday weekend, but it's flat out miserable for those people for the weekend. Record levels of rain. So you saw the pictures of a lot of evacuations, people that were trapped in cars, in their homes, rooftops. There's so much water. All the homes that have been ruined. The Illinois and Missouri side of the Mississippi. The flooding will continue, even though the rain has stopped. Flooding will continue today. It will. It's just not any way you can get out of it. Mother Nature's at it. and then it'll get cold, and the moisture in the ground will freeze faster. It'll be very, very interesting to see how the farmers make out this next spring in terms of all of the water and how this is going to impact the growing season. Oh, speaking of growing, for those of you who are Jewish, you'll be happy to know that starting with the first of the year, there's going to be a new medical marijuana that's kosher. Kosher weed is coming to a medical marijuana shop near you. There's a company in New York offering medical marijuana certified as kosher, conforming to Jewish dietary law. That sounds like a good marketing tool. That sounds like a very good marketing tool, matter of fact. What is, I'm trying to remember from the days I was selling raw milk on my farm, I had the rabbis from the, and I'm trying to remember the name of the operation, is New York group that go around and they certify whether you're kosher or not. And I wanted my milk and dairy products to be kosher, so I had them come in. I think I paid them $3,400 to certify. And I don't want to cast aspersions, but I think the most important part of the transaction was the $3,400. Excuse me. I think my milk became instantly kosher when I wrote him a check for $3,400. Well, listen, folks, if you're Jewish and you're upset with me having said that, help yourself to 888-302-3684. But I'm thinking that was the ticket. That was the most important feature of my conversation with him. And I became going, well, there were things. They have a booklet and they tell you to do things this, that, and then they have somebody comes in and inspects once in a while, make sure you're doing it that way. But I do felt, I felt that I get more consideration as soon as I got my checkbook out. So, that's bound to annoy some people. But you know what I'm talking about, Kenny?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about something else that's near and dear to all of your hearts, and that's how you look. Your face. How's your face looking after all of the Christmas late nights? Maybe you have a retail outlet and you worked long hours over Christmas. Maybe you're going to stay up too late tonight, and tomorrow morning when you look at your face, you'll see those unsightly bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, the dark circles. Ugly! So how about we fix that? You and me. Who's we, Kemosabe? Well, we is you and me. I'm going to tell you how to fix the problem with Genucel, and then you take the action by calling 800-543-9262. New Year's resolution number one. I want to look my best and feel my best. And that's what happens when you apply Genucel to the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, and their new Platinum Dark Circle treatment from Chamonix, which will take care of those dark circles under your eyes. Once you get rid of the bags and the puffiness, you want to bring back sort of life. What this does, interestingly enough, is encourage the blood flow into these areas, which brings life back to the skin. That's really what's in the compound. It is the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. The Genucel thing works by absorbing the water that creates the bags and the puffiness from your eyes. So you get rid of the bags and the puffiness, and then you put the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Wow. Do your eyes look so much better? Really? Got a tube of it in my hand. Easy application. So dial 800-543-9262 to take advantage of this opportunity. Do it now while you're thinking about it, because I know you want to look better in the new year. It's a crazy sale because the Platinum Dark Circle treatment, which is the same size tube as the Genucel, comes free. Bags, puffiness, lines, dark circles, all gonzo. So you look your best in the new year. 800-543-9262. This is a guaranteed product, and this crazy sale is for a limited time only. So get on board right now. Mention Doug Steffen, you get priority shipping free. 800-543-9262. Gets rid of all that unsightly stuff on your face. 800-543-9262.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more.
And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the team. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. The U.S. Fire Administration reports more home fires during the holiday months than any other time of the year. Home fires and deaths increase significantly with more cooking, decorations, and open flames. And the biggest fire risk of all could be your Christmas tree. Shriners Hospitals for Children and actor Joe Manosso of NBC's Chicago Fire offer simple steps to keep families safe from fires and burn injuries with the Be Burn Aware PSA series. Joe Manosso.
During the holidays, hundreds of kids are taken to the ER with severe burns. That's why I'm working with Shriners Hospitals for Children to remind you to be burn aware this holiday season.
Simple steps like watering your tree daily and discarding the tree once it becomes dry can significantly reduce the risk of house fires and burn injuries. Additional tips include making sure your tree is at least 3 feet from heat sources and never leaving lit candles unattended. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
There was 56 channels and
the television report. 48 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A lot of the news media has been focusing on Bill Cosby and his being charged with sexual assault. How many honestly can tell me? And I would ask, I'll start with my crew here. Kara, when's the last time you watched the evening news or any news on television? How often do you watch it, if you watch it at all?
Well, since we have the TV on here, I see the news during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time I watched it at night, I think I saw some before the Democratic debate last week or the week before, whenever that was. But that was
do most people
time.
Your age look at the news on television? Or if and the answer to that question is no, I don't know why I even asked you. But where do most people who are your friends get their news?
The internet, I would say.
And do they look at each individual story as it may come across? How would they be alerted to the situation, let's say the fight between Marco Rubio and Chris Christie and Jeb Bush, and all, even if they care, but the political news or the Bill Cosby story or the story about the affluenza teenager, would they get that all at once? Or maybe one story flashes across the screen and then they check it out? Your friends?
Well, I guess it depends what kind. So the things that are more like pop culture, say like the affluenza kid or Bill Cosby, things like that would show up on Facebook or Twitter. And so you might see those in one place, or if you're interested in one story, you might see it on Facebook or something, and then you go check it out on CNN or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then get caught up on it there. As far as the... I don't know. I don't care about the Chris Christie, Marco Rubio fight because,
right.
I mean, it's not any different than anything else we've seen for the past few months.
Right, or for your years, as far as that's concerned. Kenny, when's the last time you watched the evening news? Given the fact that you're the producer of this program and you need to know what's going on, do you get it by watching the news, any of the information?
Not really. I watch the so-called news channels, CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC. I kind of float back and forth between the three of them. But that's mostly during this show.
Not after the program. How about you, folks? No. How do you get your news? 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Now 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program, Thursday, December 31st on the Good Day plan to wake up, rise, and shine if that's the time you're listening. This program is aired early in the morning in some parts of the country, what we call morning drive in other parts of the country, mid-mornings in other parts of the country. It's used here and there. You can always get it. It is available, obviously, on these great radio stations, 300 and some odd of them. But you can also go into the archives at DougSteffens.com and listen there. Just click on the button that says Listen, Radio America, the same thing, RadioAmerica.org. Click on the Listen Live button there, crntalk.com. The homepage there will bring you around to seeing. I think I'm on three different channels at CRN, mostly because of the Horn family, I'm guessing, wanting to hear their own. You can go to talkstreamlive.com. You scroll down until you see Doug, the name, the picture, that sort of thing. GCNlive.com, Genesis Radio, good place to find the radio program, podcast at DougSteffens.com, the archives at RadioAmerica.org, TuneIn Radio. They're talking about apps. That's a place to go. Get the Stitcher app as well. You can find Good Day on the GCN Live podcast. There's a Good Day app available on iTunes, both for live and then just on demand, if you will. Let's see here. Stitcher, I guess I talked about them, but and talk shows on the internet, I think. Is that what that site is called, Kenny? Talk shows on the internet? Something like that. Yeah. So anyway, we're here, there, and everywhere to celebrate the, we're ringing out the old and bringing in the new. And I have an interesting story about the reality of certain types of technology. Tom Kreitler is normally here from the Money Pit, but because he's lazy like everybody else, they don't want to go to work, they don't want to do anything. It's the day before New Year's. I'm not getting up to do that radio program. All right. So the strong and stalwart of us continue in a moment here on Good Day.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag whatsyourwhy at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use it directly. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
56 past the hour on Good Day. There's a quick perusal of Instagram that will cause you to think, is this how I look? How many of you have done selfies? Kenny, you've done selfies?
Sure.
I'm betting Kara has done selfies. I actually have even done selfies. There's a picture, actually two pictures, that'll take you back if you go to the From Today's Show section at DougStefan.com. The photo on Instagram, interesting, glamorous. This is a hair colorist who presents herself in two different ways. Her name is Ursula Goth, posting a couple of selfies on her Instagram account to refute the idea that one feed is more beautiful or interesting or glamorous than what you actually are seeing in the mirror. Is that a fair statement? She had her hair.
Yeah.
She had a picture of herself without makeup, without her hair being done, and the other one showing her hair done and her makeup applied. She said, so I didn't edit either one of these photos. They were taken just a few days apart. I think it's important to note that lighting, angles, facial expression, and makeup make a huge difference in photography and presentation. Social media can make it easy to feel like everybody else is awesome and perfect all the time, but that's not true. She said she wanted others to see the truth about photos on social media. Quote, I think of all the young people out there, especially girls, who are influenced by media, I think about how badly I know I feel if I were a teenager today trying to cope with ever more perfect females all over the place. Are they really, or is it just... I mean, that's. I think the point here is that it's all makeup, it's all phony, it's all fake. Right?
Yep.
It is. Love yourself for who you are and what you look like. I mean, I'll give you a few tips here and there about hair and facial stuff. But in the main, love who you are. Love yourself. Love that face. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.